from his job. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The police chief at the center of the controversy concerning the response to the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas, placed on leave.
Dr. Hal Horrell, the superintendent of the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District, placing police chief Pete Arredondo on administrative leave, effective immediately. Noting in a written statement the lack of clarity that remains amid investigations into the shooting at Robb Elementary and the unknown timing of when he will receive the results. Arredondo and other officials have been facing criticism for their response to the shooting and the decision to delay police entry into the classrooms where the gunman opened fire. The announcement comes after the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety described the police response as an abject failure during a state Senate committee hearing. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Arredondo grew up in Uvalde and spent much of his law enforcement career in the city. He took the police job at the school district in 2020 and was sworn in as a member of the city council in a closed-door ceremony May 31st. A procedural vote in the Senate set for tomorrow morning as it looks to move forward on bipartisan gun legislation. If the overall bill passes the Senate, it would next head to the House for a vote. President Biden with a request as he works to bring down the price of gas.
Today I'm calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the next 90 days through the busy summer season, busy travel season.
The president is also asking states and energy companies to follow suit as gas prices remain near $5 a gallon. The Biden administration has started shipping testing kits for monkeypox to commercial laboratories in a bid to speed diagnostic tests for suspected infections for the virus. It's already infected at least 142 people in the U.S. Previously, testing had largely been confined to public health labs. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Border Patrol agents say the U.S. is on track to reach 2 million migrant encounters at the border.
The military tells me that you have to think of the Rio Grande River as a high-speed avenue of approach. Remember, the river is the international boundary between the two countries, the U.S. on one side, Mexico on the other. Troops say it allows them to traverse the vast border laterally, making it much more quicker than driving on land. Some of the Texas National Guard vessels have 200 horsepower outboard engines, allowing them to travel at speeds of up to 60 miles per hour. Others, called Zodiacs, are more raft-like, which makes them portable and easy to operate in shallow waters.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Mission, Texas. The Biden administration says they're working with Central American nations to address the issues driving migration. A federal appeals court has upheld an Arkansas law requiring state contractors to pledge to not boycott Israel. The full Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals reversing a decision last year that found the requirement to be unconstitutional. The Arkansas Times newspaper had sued to block the law, which requires contractors with the state to reduce their fees by 20% if they don't sign the pledge. A cafe and food delivery app is credited with helping free a hostage.
A 24-year-old woman held hostage and raped in a home in Bronx, New York, has been rescued thanks in part to a Grubhub order and workers at the Chipper Truck Cafe in Yonkers, New York, which received a breakfast order with a note Sunday morning reading essentially, "Please call police, don't make it obvious." The victim says things turned violent when they met in person months after meeting online. Among the charges against 32-year-old Kimoy Royal, rape, unlawful imprisonment, and against sexual abuse. He's also now charged in an attempted sexual assault of another young woman.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.